Hello from Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com. Yikes. Benevolent heretic. Don't worry about your stance at the current moment. We need that. Loam, yes, I listened to your recast of that particular spot of the CDC interview, and all I can say is, yikes. There's a problem here. There's definitely a problem here. I try to keep an even keel, to balance. It's getting harder and harder, I admit it. There's a serious problem with the fact that the man did not answer the question. There is a serious problem with the fact that there have never been any standards regarding travel and illness. And now there's a major panic on the part of the CDC to contain illness. The particular part that really makes me cringe is the mention of the period of time between when a person is infected and when they show evidence of infection. Yeah, that's scary. It's definitely scary. Especially considering that currently anyone can get on a plane regardless of their status of health. I happen to know of a child who was puking horrendously at my home, headed for a flight in Orlando to go back to New England. There's no screening. He got on the plane and he proceeded to puke foully, to the dismay, I'm sure, of everyone else on the plane when you're in a self-contained air system. And all of a sudden we're talking about having standards where people may not even be showing symptoms. Can I help you, sweetie? If you're going to interrupt my podcast, at least say hello.
Say hello. Say goodbye. Reminds me of a song. You say goodbye.
Oh, don't sing. My God, please don't sing. Sorry, folks. There's no way I'm going to stop that as long as I'm podcasting. So, yeah, we got problems. But in the United States, we do still supposedly have input. And what I'm saying is, use it. Use that opportunity. Let's see whether or not it's still real. It used to be. It still counted when I was in office in a little tiny, dinky little town in New York, just serving on the town board. I could rally the people of my community, and so could my enemies, to affect change at the state level. What I'm saying is, there's a proposal out there. It's got some bad features. It's still in the public comment stage. We need to find out here and now, does public input still count? And this is a perfect example, a perfect opportunity to find out. The people that were answering the questions in the interview were well versed on how to answer the questions, and they sidestepped. But if the people speak out, is there anyone out there who still even cares enough to affect change, meaning the people we have elected, the people we have put in power. Do we still have that? My experience goes back only, it's only 5 years ago. Do we still have that? We need to find that out. And as for the rest of you responding to this thread, Sophie, Benevolent Heretic, Loam, don't stop doing what you're doing. Because we need that. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.